Industry predicts what the 2018 Apple iPhones that are coming out will be. This is Definitive Talk, and I'd like to welcome you to the show. We have today a little research from the businesses that design the iPhone cases and what will be predicted by Tim Cook to be announced at the 2018 rollout of the new 3 iPhones. As you know, the latest rumors suggest there will be 3 iPhones announced sometime in early September. Let's look at them in turn and give them names. We'll say the first one is the successor to the iPhone X. As Forbes' Gordon Kelly reported back in January, the current iPhone X looks likely to be canceled when the new iPhones are released. Apple's usual way of doing things is to keep last year's model in the range at a lower price. Historically, a clever way of meaning there was an iPhone for the more budget-conscious, less fashion-forward customer. But it seems that this year, that won't happen. Well, Apple currently has the largest selection of iPhones it has ever ranged. iPhone 6S, iPhone SE, iPhone 7, iPhone 8, and iPhone X, to list them in the order in which they were launched. Additionally, all but the iPhone SE and iPhone X come in regular and plus sizes. So it may be that adding 3 more cell phones meant some had to vanish. And remember, last year was the first ever year that Apple launched 3 phones at the same time. So in a sense, it's no surprise that the rules will be different this time around. And if the iPhone X is replaced by something identical looking but more powerful, then Apple can offer an upgraded iPhone while keeping it at the same price as the current model or dropping it. What then should it be called? The rumor mill has many names up its sleeve, from iPhone X2 to iPhone XS. I don't think it'll all be any of that. Assuming the rumor of a larger screen iPhone X is true, that is not going to be called iPhone X Plus, when there wasn't an iPhone X Plus, surely? Similarly, I think iPhone X's is a real non-starter. I mean, how do you pronounce it? There's already a tendency for people to call the current model the iPhone X, like the letter, instead of the Apple correct iPhone X. So it risks being pronounced iPhone X's. Even if you say X as 10, it still doesn't sound great. Sorry, what was that? Oh, I thought you said iPhone XS. I think the answer is more straightforward. If the iPhone X current model is being retired, then there's a name going spare. So, much as I would love the new iPhone to be called iPhone 11 or iPhone XI, so Tim Cook can finally say these phones go to 11, I think it's not to be. I mean, I'd like it, just because I love the thought that one of the most advanced pieces of electronics in the world has a moniker included antique Roman numerals. But maybe I can get my wish anyway, because I think the successor to the iPhone X, the next 5.8-inch model, will be iPhone X. Secondly, the second iPhone in the rumor lineup looks like being similar to the current iPhone X, but with a larger 6.5 display. A plus size model, then, likely to be about the same size as the current iPhone 8 Plus, but with a screen that's a whole inch bigger. Rather, in the way that the iPhone X is roughly the size of the iPhone 7, but with an inch or so bigger screen. This sounds fantastic, balancing a huge screen with a manageable phone size. As for names, well, Since the first supersized iPhone, Apple has added the word plus to the name. In which case, these only one seriously contender here, though it depends on a smaller version not being called the X2 or XS. Assuming that's the case, I think this phone will be called iPhone X Plus. 3, the budget iPhone. This is the trickiest because, like the iPhone X last year, this phone takes the company in an entirely new direction. It looks like this phone will be more affordable than the others, though low cost would be pushing it, not least because it will have the LCD screen instead of the pricier OLED, as found in the iPhone X. It will become the entry-level iPhone in the new range, which a single camera it seems, but with Face ID instead of Touch ID. There are several names to be considered here. First, there's iPhone 9. It makes sense. It's the logical successor to last year's iPhone 8 and indicates that the phone is less high-end than the X and is in its Plus model. But there's something not quite as straightforward to be releasing the iPhone 9 a year after the iPhone with 10 in its name. Still, if the next iPhone X is still called iPhone X, then there's still a logical progression. The new iPhone 9 will be announced in the same time as the new iPhone X. I'm tempted to believe iPhone 9 is the answer here. So, we have all these three coming out next month, especially to be announced next month. This year. So what do you think? What do you think the new three iPhones will be called? And what do you think of the basic specs that I just mentioned? Go ahead and leave a message for the show and you may be on. So until next time, I'll see you on the next one.